Hi, everybody. Thank you for your support as always. The NARCCon podcast is now offering a membership only subscription of the price of a cup of coffee per month for all new and some of the old podcasts going into the membership section. Please join us if you'd like more of this content. We would love to see you there. And to remind you, should you wish to avail of the free content, it is available over on YouTube in both video and podcast form. God bless everyone. Take care, and I hope you enjoy the content that's to come. Hello, everyone. You're extremely welcome to our podcast today in relation to discovering who and what a narcissist really is in order to move on from a relationship with one, or to manage a relationship with one, or to make sense of what we experienced and who we are ourselves going forward. Today, I would like to answer as best I can, or at least open up a discussion for you to come to your own conclusion about the question that I know all of us will at one stage in our discovery or healing journey ask: can a narcissist fundamentally change? So this arrives at a certain point in our recovery journey. I know for me and a lot of other people, we start off with what the heck just happened in that relationship, particularly if it's an intimate relationship. And then we Google, this happened, why would this, something like this happen? And the word narcissist comes up, and then we see personality disorder, and then we go, oh my God, were they a narcissist with a personality disorder? Then we learn what that is, and then we reflect back on the person, because they ain't going to go to a therapist in general for us to, you know, dot the I's and cross the T's in relation to who we were with. We have to make up for as much as possible our own minds about that. And then when we settle into the fact that the probability is high that they were a narcissist, then we kind of look at, oh my God, so what was I doing in the relationship, etc., etc. And then we come to, our brain will kind of come to this question: can they change? If they hoover me, if I get back into the relationship with them, is there a chance of it working? So, for anybody thinking that they would like to go fully back into the relationship now that they have all this information, I'd like to answer this very pertinent question that I would say has cropped up for everybody if you're at that stage. So, I'm going to take this kind of in a roundabout way, because in order to fully answer the question, we need to go backwards and forwards a little. And there are also different aspects to this, because if we have a family member, we may not want to go no contact with them. We might want to maintain some level of a relationship with them, but we may need to know how far or what involvement we should or shouldn't have. So in relation to can the family member change being a narcissist, that might help us position ourselves into a healthy position for that relationship. In relation to the intimate relationship, should I go back into it, or can I go back into it and not come a cropper or be destroyed or end up being a shell of myself? The person has said, for instance, that they will change. Is that a reality? Or how long would that last for? Can they fundamentally change? Can they partially change? Or can they completely not change? That question is pertinent to your analysis of how you want to go forward or not, as the case may be. So I'm going to answer those three aspects. But in order to answer it fully, we need to go back to the origin of the disease, so to speak, to see what's the cause, and then to see how encrypted is that particular personality disorder in that person. Like, is it like, you know, when you get measles or chicken pox, is it something that you can get over and heal from, or is it a permanent diagnosis or situation? And bear in mind that there is a spectrum upon which all of us are, from being very, very empathic to being normally empathic, to being somewhat narcissistic, to actually having the full-blown narcissistic personality disorder and being diagnosed with the malignancy of extreme narcissism, or worse, sociopathy. So, again, we are not qualified to diagnose someone, but I think what's very helpful is if you go to the DSM, the Diagnostic Statistics Manual, and I think they have listed 9 to 11 criteria for a narcissist, and check out what they say. I think it's if the person meets 4 or 5 of those criteria, they are more than likely suffering from narcissistic personality disorder. So I hope that's helpful in you making the assessment for the material in this podcast as best you can. The personality disorder starts in childhood. Some people would ascertain that the personality disorder also has a genetic basis. That, to the best of my knowledge, has not been proven, but it is highly considered as a component of the fact that a person is prepositioned to go on to develop narcissistic personality disorder, more than somebody who may have a history in the family of great empathy or being from genetically empathic parents. It's not proved, but there is a strong belief that this is the case. Then there is the nurture, then there is the circumstances into which the child is born and what happens to that child in their early developmental years. What does happen is that for whatever reason, the child doesn't feel safe, and the child develops a defense mechanism, which is highly offensive to people. So I'm not sure why it is continually called the defense mechanism, but this is what we have at the moment in the psychological community. The child builds a structure around its true self, which is their superhero, so to speak. And they, going through life, stay with this very fixed persona of who they are, this identity, and they use this identity to get their needs met. So this identity learns how to manipulate around this particular identity that's being developed. They also observe, like nearly from the background, looking out through the eyes of this individual fake mask, and see other people in their lives with certain character traits. And if they see those character traits as being useful to that person getting what they want, they will attach those character traits to the fake mask. So you're literally, this person is building a hologrammatic, computer-like program that interacts with human beings. Now, the true self behind this is not developing. The true self isn't introspecting. The true self isn't taking accountability. The true self isn't building a personality as we know it, in that, you know, you can say somebody's very kind, very generous. They may portray a very generous person, but they'll only be generous to manipulate another person to give them what they want. It doesn't come from a place of true generosity, true kindness, or true empathy. That's the person who's developing normally over there. That's the person who's learning by their mistakes. That's the person who's trying to be a better person. That's the person that feels sorry for somebody they see hurt and goes all out to help them, not to gain anything, but just because they have huge amount of empathy for somebody. Not so with the narcissist. If it doesn't behoove the narcissistic mask to assist another human being, then that's not going to happen. They will walk right by that human being. But if by helping that human being, they're going to get supporters giving them things, giving them praise and adulation for stopping and helping that human being, then the mask will step into action and say, this is a good move for us. Let's do it. Let's keep up the pretense of the character traits we've attached to the mask. So basically what I'm saying is we have a fixed false identity in the narcissist. And the drivers behind that fixed false identity are what I'd call manipulators. They add things up. It's an adding and subtracting. So false mask goes forward. Beneficial maneuvers estimated to benefit the fixed personality of the narcissist will then take action. If there's no benefit perceived by the hologram, the narcissistic fixed personality will not take action. So that's what you've got there. And the drivers behind the mask are extremely important to understand. The mask needs to control its environment and needs to perceive a benefit from taking an action in relation to human relationships and interactions. The other normal person over there, of course, will sometimes, you know, estimate, will there be a benefit to me in doing this? That's part of the ego. That's part of healthy narcissism. But there are times when this healthy human being will just act kindly or generously because they have what's called empathy, which I would believe personally is the essence of a human, is the essence of humanity, what makes us different to a hologram or a computer. With that said, we're now looking at the normal personality and its ability to change, and the narcissistic personality disorder and its fixated state. The normal personality, as it goes through life, has an identity that it brings through life with it. But that identity changes as it learns and grows personally, thus personal development. The narcissist learns to manipulate better, but it doesn't actually learn how to be a better person in an overall context. It learns how to present as a better person if there's a gain to the false mask. So this is why when people ask, can a narcissist fundamentally change? It's a nuanced question. And that's why I would like to address it in the three sections that I laid out earlier, in order to really comprehensively understand, you know, what you would be getting into if the narcissist is presenting and says, I'll change. I'm sorry for everything I've done. Let me back into the relationship and, you know, we'll work on it, which is one of the favorite terms these days in relationships, particularly the intimate kind. I know with friends, workplace, family as well, but it's, you know, we can work at this. We need to communicate better. All of these things which are ideals and which would work if both parties want it to work and they're not suffering from a personality disorder. And that's really that word. It's a disordered personality in terms of the human normal personality. And this leads us, before we get into the sections, into another fundamental question. Narcissists, like anybody, would actually have to want to change. And in order to want to change, you'd have to look at the motives for that. This is how it gets more nuanced as you go on. Narcissists, fundamentally, because of their superior ego image and their lack of accountability in that they can never be wrong about anything, are highly unlikely to think, because of this defense mechanism that shields the true self, oh my goodness, there's something fundamentally wrong with me. Because in order to do that, their whole personality as it stands would crash and they would have a collapse and they would have to rebuild from scratch what you and I would have built from infanthood. That's a task that I don't know if anybody has achieved successfully or could be achieved successfully, to rebuild the entire personality with no leftover. It would be like starting life all over again. With God, there's miracles, but I'm just saying, in general, this is highly unlikely to happen. That a narcissist would want to change. The narcissist's general modus operandi and general approach to being criticized or called out for being in any way responsible for a relationship not working would be, it's your fault. I am perfect. I'm godlike. I know everything. There's nothing wrong with me, which is how they first built the foundation of the false self. So they would have to want to change. Now, having said that, if there is an advantage to saying that they want to change, i.e. their action would greatly enhance supply towards them, a financial benefit, getting back in a relationship with somebody, then they will say that. But if you're asking, do they really want to change, or do they go, you must be joking, I'll say it, you know, because you're so stupid that I'm going to have to say this to get back into the relationship. But underneath, there's a seething kind of a, you must be joking. You just don't see that there's something so fundamentally flawed with you. But I'll do this because I want the money. I want the house. I want to do this my way. I want to get back into the relationship. And then I'm going to dump you on your ass. So you've got to look at the fact that a narcissist is not built to say that there's something wrong with them. They're built the exact opposite. They think that they are perfect. So these are all the barriers to a narcissist fundamentally changing. Now let's just get into the sections. We've kind of touched on it a little bit. So can a narcissist completely change? Completely. I would have to say, given what I've said there before this particular section of the criteria, can anybody completely change, first of all? Difficult. People do change to a certain extent as they learn and grow and personally develop. And some people, if they really work very hard at it, can. But can somebody who is set up with a narcissistic personality disorder, telling themselves and everybody else that they're the best thing since sliced bread, if you've ever heard that one, that they're basically God's gift to humanity, or the other fella's gift to humanity, like, you know who I'm talking about, that's not going to happen. That they're not going to completely change. So I personally would accept that know a narcissist is not fundamentally going to completely change. Let's get to the next criteria. Can a narcissist partially change enough for you to have a relationship with them? And again, this is nuanced. The narcissist will change, as we said before, if it's advantageous to the narcissist to change. Then you're looking at, will that be temporary or can that be extended throughout a lifetime? And I would say, yes, they can partially change in that they can modify their behavior if it's going to be beneficial to them to do it. But this won't be coming from the same place that you or I might want to partially change in a relationship, because we love the other person and we see that we have to take accountability for some of the things we did in the relationship. And if we improve ourselves and change partially, the relationship will work because we love the other person and we believe that we should do that, that the other person deserves us to do that. And if we love them, we should do that. With the narcissist, it's going to be a transaction. So they will change for as long as it takes to get what they want. And if they have something from you that they're continually getting from you and you don't move the goalposts or boundaries and you hold them to account if and when they go back into their narcissism, then you can have, for a time, a partial change, in inverted commas, in the narcissist's behavior, a behavior modification that they will have to be reminded of as you go along. But there's a trick here in that the narcissist may get bored with the situation, may no longer want the benefit that you're providing, or may see a benefit over in the corner in another person that would be preferable to the benefit you're providing. So if you're looking to make a choice in relation to going back into a relationship with the narcissist, you have to understand that the change in the narcissist is highly likely to be only temporary, unless they're in a very weakened position, like they're a much older narcissist, nobody else wants them, and you're the only one that'll put up with them, and you keep holding them to account as you go along. Not a great relationship for you to be in. You know, you're literally putting yourself up for quite a tough time to have to remind the childlike, hologrammatic, immature being that's presented to you to continually bring them back, hold them to account, chastise them, and also have them doing quite a lot of damage to you in the background where they can, even if they're nice to your face. Because they always have to feel superior and to be in control. So they could be bad mouthing. You could be standing on your head 24/7 helping this elderly narcissist, and they're bad mouthing you to the neighbours, saying you leave them alone for hours on end, you don't feed them, all of this kind of crapology, so that they feel superior to you and get narcissistic supply from somebody else. Doesn't look too attractive, this having a relationship with a narcissist, really, does it? Now, the other part is some people, you know, have narcissists in their family and they want to maintain a relationship, a damage limitation controlled relationship with this narcissist for the sake of other familial relationships, maybe. Or they have to work with a narcissist and there's no alternative at the moment. Then what I would say is, you're the one that's going to have to change for the narcissist. You're going to have to change the way you interact with the narcissist rather than expect them to change their ways. They may, again, modify their behavior in an agreement with you if it's beneficial to them. to give you an easier time, but only if it's going to benefit them. However, with that transactional head on you, if there is a transaction to be done, you can give yourself a slightly easier time with the narcissist by not going full out against them and by actually pretending on some level that you agree with them, or giving them some sense of power and control, and giving them some type of a juicy transaction to make it a positive thing for them to do, to modify their behaviour towards you. And the final point is it possible that they just won't change at all? If there's nothing in it for them, they ain't going to change. It's as simple as that. They aren't going to change from a position of loving you. They aren't going to change if they feel inferior to you, which is when a narcissist will give you the worst discard and worst smear campaign in order to rebalance their feeling of superiority. Anyone wondering about why the narcissist was so cruel in the discard, I'll always come back to this, because the narcissist feels you're stronger than them and they need to rebalance the situation to be acceptable to the fake mask, to keep it powered up and going forward as it is in its full superiority, fake superiority. So, my friends, it is a very difficult one. We have to readjust our expectations. We can't go analysing and looking at a narcissist and thinking, I believe they can change, so I'm going to get back into the relationship with them. If you say that, you're actually thinking from the human, you know, the normal human point of view, and thinking the narcissist is going to change like you would change if you'd been wrong in a situation. And you're giving them empathy they don't have. You're giving them your decision-making process in relation to that. If you accept the narcissist as the narcissist is, and accept that they're a different type of nearly species. This is what I put in the book, Weaponized Love. I describe narcissists as a different species. And if you're interacting with a different species, you interact with them on understanding their thought processes and who they are. So if you adjust your expectations and speak a narcissist language, so to speak, and go more transactional, you have a chance of managing a situation with a narcissist or a relationship or a transactionship, if that's something you need to do in the workplace or with family member that are less easy, say, to walk away from and go no contact, although that's sometimes appropriate. If you're deciding that, oh, I know about narcissists now, I have done all the work on myself, I'm healed, I miss them. I miss who they are, who they appeared to be. I miss the excitement they offered. I miss the energy. I miss the way they said they knew me, which is not knowing you. It's just knowing how to manipulate you. And you think, I'm going to go back into this, because they're hoovering and saying they're going to change and they're going to therapy and all of these things. Do it if you want, but you've got to go in with the expectation that it's going to be temporary, that their behavior may be modified for some time, but the person who's going to have to expend the most and lose the most would be you, probably. So I hope this has opened up a thought process within anyone who's asking that question. Can the narcissist fundamentally, truly change? I will have to say, not from our perspective. From their perspective, yes, if it's advantageous for them to do so, they may modify their behavior temporarily. But you were literally asking them to change who they are. And if someone was to come along and say to you, can you change totally who you are, who your identity is, why you think the way you think, why you give to people or don't give to people, just change altogether. You literally would not be you. So that's where I think I'd like to leave us. No one says that 100% nobody can change. Some people may not be full-blown narcissists and may be capable of some positive longer-term change. People who are true narcissists are highly unlikely to be able, even if they did want to change who they are long-term. Be very aware if you're getting back into one of these relationships that you have to be extremely careful of yourself. You're literally, in my opinion, going and having a relationship out of your own species. That's it for now, everyone. I wish you, it's coming into the new year at this stage when this podcast goes out. It's that week between Christmas and the new year. Please take care of yourselves. I don't know about you, but it's quite an emotional time, I think. People do get stressed around this time of year. So fill yourself up, fill your own cup. It's very important, particularly if you're a giver. And I'll just end this and say to you, what freed me most on my healing journey was accepting that a person I was with was a narcissist, that they were going to behave the same in every relationship that they went into. And if I went back into that relationship, I would be more or less giving myself up. And that there was no real love there. And that's what helped me move forwards and let go and grieve the relationship and the hope I had and the future that had been painted, and freed me to go forwards in acceptance and understanding that to follow this path would lead nowhere, would lead back to the beginning again. And I wanted to make more progress than that in life. So I hope that helps. God bless. Goodbye for now. And we will see you again very soon. Take care.